The FBI and health officials continue their investigation today into similarities between anthrax-spiked letters sent to NBC in New York and Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle in Washington. Officials also are trying to find the source of anthrax that infected the infant son of an ABC News employee in New York. Dr. Stephen Ostroff, chief of epidemiology at the Centers for Disease Control, is leading the CDC's anthrax investigation in New York City.
We continue to do investigations both at NBC and at ABC and to determine the extent of the problem in both of these places and to assure that we have addressed the public health risks and are appropriately taking care of the employees in both of these places. That's our number one priority.
There are reports that the anthrax spores found in the office of Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle were highly refined, suggesting that whoever did this had fairly sophisticated knowledge about anthrax. What have you learned about the kinds of anthrax spores you've discovered in New York?
Well, at this point, most of what we know about the situations in New York is that the organisms that were identified in the envelope from NBC are in the process of being compared to the ones that were initially identified down in Florida. Those procedures have not entirely been complete. We do know, as was reported in the media yesterday, that the envelope that was received at NBC looks very similar to the envelope that was received by Senator Daschle's office. Obviously, I'm up here in New York. I'm not down in Washington, so I don't know all the details of what's going on in Washington, but there certainly seem to be similarities amongst all of the situations.
It's both a public health concern and a criminal investigation. You got a lot of local and federal agencies involved in across the country, the FBI. You've all got to coordinate this. That's got to make it much more complicated.
Well, I think, you know, these are extraordinary times, and they require extraordinary partnerships. And all I can say, at least from the federal level, is that we have been working in a cooperative fashion, not only in this particular episode, but also since September 11th, in a way that we probably haven't in the past. Our relationship and interactions with our partners at the state level and also at the local level, particularly here in New York, have truly been tremendous.
So, new response to a new sort of problem. I guess you have no idea what resources you really need at this point.
You know, as I say, I think that we're certainly learning a lot of lessons as we go through this particular episode that I think will definitely help us be as well prepared as we can in the future. There's little question about that.
Dr. Stephen Ostroff is chief of epidemiology at the Centers for Disease Control.